104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. It's a paternity test Tuesday. Ralph and Patricia are on the phone. Now, for as long as they can remember, them two have been a couple.
Aw, so cute.
They've been
cute.
A couple through middle school. They've been through a couple through high school. They've been a couple through college. And after college, they got married.
Uh-huh.
Okay, a couple of years into their marriage, unfortunately, Ralph found out that his wife was cheating on him.
Oh, no, Patricia.
So now, they have twin boys. But the problem with that, Jen, is Ralph don't believe that it's his twins because of her infidelity in the past. So we have them both on the phone. Ralph, Patricia, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Ed Lover Morning Show. Ralph, why did you call me and send us all of this stuff about this paternity test?
Exactly.
Man, Ed, I'm going to be real with you. You know, I gave my whole life to this woman. I did everything that I could do for her. You know, I rolled out the red carpet. I laid down the coat over the puddle. I did everything. You know, I gave her my life. You know, I loved her. And she cheated on me, man. She just, you know, I don't know what else to do, man. You know, we've been together all these years since we were kids, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I gave her a solid foundation. I gave her a home. I gave her a car. You know, I gave her everything that a woman could want. And come and find out she cheated on me with one of her coworkers.
Patricia,
you know?
Is this true, Patricia?
This is a blimp in our history. Yes, it's true, but it took 2 seconds to do that.
Blimp.
I gave you two boys. I gave you a family. I gave you a house. I gave you memories that you will never be able to get from anybody else. And all of a sudden, you take this one incident that I thought we were through. It was one little thing that happened. And those boys are yours and mine.
Can
we
I
did that
something?
Together. And if you think, no, you can't say something.
No.
If you look into
you're
their eyes, if you
something.
Look at their face, you will see every aspect of their body and their character is you. So do not play this shit on me. It
you
is 7:30 in the
Here's
morning.
Here's the thing.
What's
Here's
up?
Here's the thing. You know, you're the one going around giving out community tale. Okay, that's the problem right now. I don't even
Let
know if
go.
They're mine. I
Let
don't even know
go.
If they're mine. You
so,
telling me you told a blimp of a lie? You saying it's a little blimp on the scale? You're the one that went out and sold a blimp of a lie. You know what I mean?
So, Ralph, you don't believe that these 3-month-old twin boys are yours?
No, I don't.
I want to know how did y'all end up with 3-month-old boys, Ralph, if you didn't trust her? Obviously, you slept with her after the infidelity.
Oh, hell yeah, well, you did. And let me just say something here as a woman, Ralph.
Mm-hmm.
You look at their feet. One is a little bit bigger than the
you
other.
You caught me while
that
I was
toe,
vulnerable.
Hold
That's
tight.
It. That's it.
You
caught
look at
me
their
while
face.
I was vulnerable.
You look at their eyes. You look at the color. You look at their breath smells like yours. Do not even try and play that they aren't yours.
Wow.
Your
hold on, y'all.
Like
hold on, y'all. I got to take a break. When I come back, more of Ralph and Patricia and the saga continues.
I'm not done.
The case of the coworkers right here on the Ed Lover Morning Show. Welcome back to the Ed Lover Morning Show. We got Patricia and Ralph on the phone. Before we went to the commercial, Patricia says she is not done. She got more to say. What you got to say, Patricia?
Let me tell you something, Ralph. You think you're all squeaky clean? I know something about you that you think I don't know.
Oh.
You had played around with my best friend. I know that. And you know what? I wouldn't even put that out there like that. But let me tell you
That's
something.
That's a lie. You're making up things now to cover up
That's
your
not a lie. That's not a lie.
You should be
let me
ashamed
tell you something.
Yourself.
And
you
my best
be
friend
woman.
Has a baby.
You should be a
we
woman
have baby.
Right now.
My best friend has a baby. And do you think I checked that baby? Yes, I did. I checked
Can
that
I
baby's face. I checked that baby's I don't think so, Ralph. I think what you need to think about is when you look at our son.
The only thing I'm thinking about is that coworker breath you have right now.
Wow.
Because, you know, it's gone straight to your head.
Ralph, you're obviously not over the infidelity. Then why would you go back and sleep with her and produce babies?
She caught me at my low point.
Thank you.
She caught me at my low point.
Why not just leave her? If you're so unhappy about this infidelity, why not just leave? Why you just keep dragging this on?
Because she seduced me. That's why. Because I wasn't talking to her.
I'm such a victim. Oh, my God.
I'm gonna tell you what it was.
I got it
she
so good.
Me.
I wanted to slap
me
up.
She called me on the phone,
Ralph.
And she said, and I said, what is that? And she said, that's the sound of me on you. And I said, no, wait a minute. And next thing you know, she said that's what she wanted to do to me. So she seduced me back into her bedroom because I wasn't messing with her. You know what I'm saying? So after that, that's how that went down.
Are you guys living together? Are you broken up?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Well, and are you broken up?
Or this is what happens when he wakes up at 7:30 and starts to think and see stars when he knows there's a sun. Mm. Okay, you need to know something. And you need to
but
hear
how
it.
Is it you got and pregnant I'm, off of that one instance?
Was it one instant, Patricia? Yeah. Was it one instance or more than one, Patricia?
Honey, we've been f***ing all time.
Oh, no. Let me take a break. No. I gotta take a break right here. When I come back, we got the results of Ralph.
I don't want to stop right now. This is some serious stuff.
Ralph and Patricia, we got the results of their paternity test when we come back right here on the Ed Lover Morning Show. 104.3 Jams, it's the Ed Lover Morning Show. Ralph and Patricia on the line. This seems to be really emotional, this one.
It really is, because you guys have been with each other since you were kids, and I hope you guys can get over this, and I hope this paternity test can help you guys.
I think that's why it hurts the worst. I think that's why it hurts the worst for both of them, because they know each other so well, and it seems like Ralph is not getting over this infidelity, although he's been back sleeping with his... I guess, is y'all still married legally?
We're married, yes.
Yeah, they're still married. So, you know, I don't know. So, we got to go to these results and see what's going on here. Patricia, I opened this envelope. Is this 100% Ralph's twin boys? No doubt.
No doubt. You don't even have to ask me that. What kind of question is that?
Ralph, if I open this envelope and these are not your boys, what happens?
It's over.
If I open the envelope and these are your boys, what happens?
Dude, I'm a stand-up brother.
But what about y'all? Can y'all go to counseling? Do y'all still love each other?
I mean, I'll tell you like this, man. You know, she put some mileage on that bad boy, and I just don't feel like it's, you know, I got a problem with that, man. I got a problem with that. You know what I'm saying?
Patricia, do you
still love her? I gave her everything. All these years, I gave her everything. And she just turned around and did me like that.
Patricia.
I never did anything like that to
Patricia,
her,
do you still love Ralph?
No, I never stopped loving Ralph. I mean, I know everything about him.
Okay.
His behavior right now is Ralph. This is what I love about Ralph.
Give me that.
This is Ralph.
Let me get that envelope right now, and let's get to the result of this paternity test right here by DNA Diagnostics. Here we go. When it comes to Ralph being the father of Patricia and Ralph's, Patricia's three. Well, we know they're Patricia's, right?
We know that. She gave birth to them.
So when it comes to the paternity of Ralph being the father of Patricia's three-month-old boys, Ralph, you are 99.99%. You are the father of them boys.
Okay.
Exactly.
You are the father.
Exactly.
So them big ears and eyes and your breath and them feet and all that, them your boys, bro.
Yep. Okay. But how you feeling, Ralph?
How you feel? Yeah, that's a good question.
I'll be honest with you. I don't feel stupid. I feel vindicated. I feel like, you know, if we needed to go through this process, I feel like we needed to do this because it puts a lot of questions to bed. If she was never, you know, out there in the streets cheating around with her coworkers.
Oh, here we go with that again. Just be happy you got the boys, man.
Come on.
Patricia, y'all need counseling if y'all going
to
stay together.
Yes, you both need to get over some trust issues. I know you can do it. Go see that counselor.
And good luck to both y'all, and thank y'all for being a part of the Ed Lover Morning Show.
Ralph, you and I are having a little talk after this.
Yeah, right. Y'all need to. And Ralph, take care of your boys and be quiet about the infidelity.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to be there, man. I'm going to be there. Yep. I'm going to take care of the family. Yep.
Thank y'all so
big
much.
Big boy panties on. Talk about.